This is an ABC podcast.
The government wants you to stop using cold, hard cash.
It has this plan to ban transactions that are more than 10 grand as it tries to crack down on the black market economy.
But there's this theory doing the rounds that instead of cracking down on criminals, the government and banks just want more control of your money. I'm Stephen Stockwell.
And I'm Ruby Jones. And today on The Signal, what the cash ban means for all the money under Stocky's mattress, and is it really just an attempt to put the brakes on the black market?
So, Rubes, when was the last time that you used cash?
So, I spent $5.50 on 3 cold rolls.
When was the last time you spent, like, real money in cash?
So, I think the only time that I've ever kind of taken money and, like, had a big wad of cash and gone somewhere with it.
You don't do it every week?
When I was buying my first car.
How much?
Yeah, it was about 4 grand. I think maybe I got ripped off. Because it broke down not long after, and I ended up selling it for a carton of beer. I made a loss. But that was only 4 grand. That's not 10 grand.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're talking more than 10 grand here because the government wants to ban transactions of more than $10,000 between businesses or people and businesses, basically. And to get an idea of where that kind of ideas come from, what the point of it is and where it might be going, we thought we'd call up ABC business reporter Nazim Kadem to explain it to us.
Hello.
Hello, Nazim. It's Ruby and Stocky here from The Signal.
Hi, how are you?
Tell me a bit about what the federal government is considering at the moment around this cash ban.
The federal government's Black Economy Task Force had looked at the issue of illegal cash economy activity or black economy activity, and it had argued that a $10,000 cash limit for transactions between businesses and individuals would help fight the cash economy by stamping out tax evasion, money laundering and other crimes. And we first saw this measure appear as a budget measure in the 2018-19 budget.
Do you like paying for everything with cash? That's going to be harder from July next year, with the government introducing a limit of $10,000 for cash payments. It's also setting up a Black Economy Task Force, which it hopes...
Okay, so when it was introduced, the proposed cash ban was all about stamping out the so-called black economy. So that's people who are operating entirely outside the tax system, doing things like laundering money, underpaying their wages, stealing people's identities, unregulated gambling, illegal drugs, counterfeit goods. I could go on, Stocky.
All of the crimes,
basically. So many crimes.
And, I mean, it's a bit hard to get a real handle on how big that whole black economy is, but when that task force was kind of looking at it, they estimated it was about 3% of GDP, which is like $50 billion.
You know, at the time that that task force, which was headed by the late Michael Andrew, did that report, I had spoken to Michael Andrew and he talked about is illegal cash payments where, you know, people get cash payments but then don't declare it and don't pay tax on it has become almost a national sport. And it's this kind of thing that they are looking at tackling.
The government's very concerned about the increase in white-collar crime in cash payments, and they're starting to see that in their revenue statistics and crime statistics. So they asked us, could we put together a multidisciplinary group across government, the private sector, to study the issue and come up with some recommendations as to how we could combat that.
So under this legislation, what would happen to someone who was trying to use more than $10,000 in cash?
So effectively, Australians could face 2-year jail sentences and fines of up to more than $25,000 under these proposed laws if they still went out and used cash to make a big purchase.
Okay, so stamping out the black economy seems like a pretty reasonable idea.
Sure, but critics of the cash ban have been raising a couple of points. First, they say that the penalties are extreme, so 2 years in prison, and give authorities way too much control over people's finances. And then they reckon that there's also actually just not enough evidence that banning cash would even stop all of this black market activity.
A number of lobby groups have made submissions. CPA Australia has said in its submission to Treasury there was no strong evidence to justify an extraordinary penalty for the use of legal tender. And, you know, it says it significantly increases the power of government agencies to investigate and prosecute people.
And as well as that, some people are just against the principle of it. They reckon they should be allowed to save and spend their money in whatever legal form that they like.
people are quite outraged. You know, they say, this is my money, I'll use it how I want. Government shouldn't control how I use my money. Of course, the politicians on the other side that, you know, argue we should support this say, well, who actually is hoarding $10,000 cash these days? Who keeps $10,000 cash under the mattress and then goes out and spend it in one go? Generally, it's not ordinary Australians. Generally, it is people who are trying to dodge their tax.
And Pauline Hanson said on Facebook that, you know, if a person is using cash to buy like a new small car, for example, that they could face 2 years in jail and a fine that would likely exceed the value of the vehicle. Like, is that true? Is that what's being suggested here?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it depends how much your vehicle is. But yes, under this law, you could not make purchases above $10,000 for anything. That includes cars, jewellery, you know, home renovations, whatever it happens to be that some people still use cash to pay for.
Okay, so some people are worried about losing that autonomy, but it gets a bit bigger than that. And according to Nassim, there's this theory going around that the real motive for the cash ban isn't the so-called black economy at all.
So a lot of people are saying that what's the real motive of the government here? Is it actually to fight the black economy, or is it to create this world where central banks get greater control to influence your behaviour and economic outcomes?
Okay, so that seems like kind of a long bow.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of does have that hint of conspiracy about it. But it's an idea that's been spurred on by big financial policymakers who actually want to see less cash floating around and more money sitting in banks.
The international body in charge of financial stability, the International Monetary Fund, has written a number of papers, has done a number of articles about this, and it's explained that it wants to see a world without cash. So this is not something that... it's not been plucked out of thin air. It's something that the IMF has repeatedly talked about. It wants to see its ideal world is a world without cash.
Okay, why?
So this is where that influence on economic outcomes starts, because if your money is in a bank, that bank can encourage you to spend it by changing its policies, basically. And one of the big examples the IMF is talking about here is something called negative interest rates.
Negative interest rates.
Yeah, apparently interest rates can go so low that they dip into the negative. And then, I mean, everything kind of changes.
If interest rates go into negative territory, the money that you hold with the bank, your savings, you're no longer earning interest on. You're now paying the bank to hold your money. So they're making money. Now, most people don't want to do that. If we hit that situation, what are most people going to do? Most people are going to pull their money out of the bank, go out, make an investment, make a purchase, you know, do something else. And so that, again, in turn, stimulates the economy. And in recessions, what do they want to do? They want people to go out and spend, stimulate the economy, and get back to a situation where, you know, the economy is growing.
So the idea is to encourage businesses and people to spend and invest and lend money, basically, to prop up the economy if we're getting towards kind of shaky economic ground, basically, if there's a recession. But are we heading in that direction? Is that what we're worried about? Is that what we're preparing for?
Well, I mean, look, I don't want to do crystal ball gazing, but certainly with elevated tensions between the United States and China, with the trade war, you know, and with record low interest rates, limiting the kind of action that central banks can take, the fears of a recession are definitely growing.
So during the global financial crisis a decade ago, a lot of central banks cut their interest rates to zero, and that helped to boost growth. 10 years later, though, interest rates are still low in a lot of countries, including here in Australia. So the theory is that if there's another big downturn or recession, there isn't really any room for them to get much lower.
Unless they become negative interest rates, which, I mean, is pretty wild, going below 0%. But that's not going to work if everyone's just hoarding their cash. The bank doesn't have that power.
So just so that we're clear here, this is not what the government says its cash ban is all about. This is some pretty serious reading between the lines from a global point of view.
Yeah, and the government insists that really this is all about weeding out the black market economy. And while the minor parties seem a bit sus on this whole idea, there is still plenty of support for a cash ban in Parliament. So this, at the moment, is just a proposal. This is a move or a bill the government is considering. Where's it up to at the moment?
So, as I said, it's going to be introduced in the spring sitting of Parliament. Where it's up to is, yes, as you've said, One Nation has said they're going to oppose it. I did go to a number of other senators when I first wrote about this story for the ABC, Jackie Lambie, Rex Patrick, Andrew Wilkie, and Greens' Treasury spokesman, Peter Whish-Wilson, but none of them have yet determined whether they will support the bill, saying they want to see more details before they take a stance. And Queensland MP Bob Catter has also warned that he will be voting against it. He says if it's passed, it would open the floodgates on further restrictions on freedoms. But Labor has, interestingly, I spoke to Shadow Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones, and he's indicated that unless, you know, the bar for them voting against this is very, very high, that they're likely to support it. And he's also made some interesting comments to the Australian Financial Review that they would like to see this ban extended to digital currencies like Bitcoin.
So with the federal government pushing this and the opposition sounding like they're going to back it, it seems like it's fairly likely this could get across the line?
It does. And, I mean, look, One Nation has said that we're going to vote against this, but when the actual vote comes up to Parliament, you know, we'll have to see how they do actually vote. A number of the senators that I'd mentioned that haven't yet made a decision could be very, very influential in this. Bob Catter is obviously not able to have a huge influence because of the house he sits in, but certainly in the Senate, you know, if a lot of the independents and Greens, you know, decide to vote against this and pressure Labor, then that could be interesting, and it might, you know, might be delayed, or you might see further amendments.
What would this mean for the everyday Australian?
Well, for the everyday Australian, I think it doesn't mean much because most people don't have $10,000 cash, I assume, stored under their mattress. But certainly for some Australians, it would affect them if they have had a preference to use cash over electronic payments. They won't be able to do that anymore. And as I said, they would face a hefty fine or potentially 2 years in jail if they still went out and used cash to make a big purchase.
Oh, well, this seems fine then.
Yeah, trust the government and the banks. What could go wrong?
That's all from us today at The Signal. We'll be back in your feed tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.